programming frosty Michigan night. I saw the best minds of my generation destroyed by madness, starving, hysterical, naked, dragging themselves through the dark streets at dawn looking for an angry fix. Angel-headed hipsters burning for the ancient heavenly connection to the starry dynamo in the machinery of the night. Howl. I don't much remember being stuck in snow. It happened once or thrice, but it has been mostly calm up here. I imagine Michigan's old winters used to be a lot tougher than this. It still gets very cold. That is one thing about the world. It changes no matter what. We have thinking machines now. Ugh. One day it was dumb to think that it would come true, and then we discovered something. Something that could copy and thrive on top of our collective intelligence. I had a visitor to my website who seemed to be really torn up by stress. Not just his words, but his thinking seemed gnarled and overly defensive. He appeared to have been a programmer like me, but he does do it for survival and money, not for exploration and education like I do it. When I get desperate with code, I make great, healthy executive decisions to trim this and that and restart from here or there, even if it takes a year or two. But when the paid programmers get stuck, they get desperate and all tangled up in their thoughts and worries and the job itself. Human beings are precious, beyond precious. We are not meant to exist in boxes. With cure for aging around the corner, we have to take better care of ourselves, mind, body, and education. But even if that was untrue, we'd still need to appreciate our days and ourselves. While I never allowed poverty to scar me, I worked long hours for many years to make my little program. And that would not be possible if I didn't care about my mind. Like young bodybuilders, it's all too easy to think to ourselves that heavier weights mean more muscle. But more work does not make a better life. It interferes with our families, our creativity, learning, and even experiencing the joy of life. Our minds are exceptionally delicate. We are each a delicate work of art. We are the opposite of the kinds of machines that those signing your paycheck want you to be. As a programmer, I don't actually just build cities with streets, but I also build the layers of skyscrapers on top. I start with the foundation of data trees and tiny little helpful commands, then build on top a new notion of components and connectors that pipe data around. And then, to improve the navigation further, I add anthropomorphized computer functions, agents. They each carry a different function at their heart and can send and receive messages. And then I add the user interface, which is a great demand on the system, as it is a great strain for small computer programs. My applications are cities left and right and forward and back, and then up and down. Overwork would cause great damage to that. I would not be able to make any diagrams at all. We must really take good care of our minds, because when we fail, we cut ourselves off from who we really are. And we are adventurers and storytellers, explorers and creators, dreamers and philosophers. For all of that to take bloom, we must live in the center of ourselves, not pushed to some side. At the center, we love winter, despite it being cold and making everything else cold. Yikes! We wonder about frozen lakes, and just exactly how foolish would it be to try to cross one? And how do you make a fire out there? And with one foot firmly planted in adventure, we immediately want to read and listen to some really good adventure books, where we simply begin teleporting all over time, all over space, and sometimes distant worlds even. We need to learn, and learn all the way, as it is dictated by our own inexhaustible curiosities. Because we need to grow, and grow all the way up until we each stand as a great being. I went to the woods because I wished to live deliberately, to front only the essential facts of life and see if I could not learn what it had to teach, and not, when I came to die, discover that I had not lived. I did not wish to live what was not life. Living is so dear. Nor did I wish to practice resignation unless it was quite necessary. I wanted to live deep and suck out all the marrow of life. To live so sturdily and Spartan-like as to put to rout all that was not life. To cut a broad swath and shave close. To drive life into a corner and reduce it to its lowest terms.